Hello and welcome to the Brand Lab's Three Fearless Questions, brought to you by the Brand Lab, whose mission is to change the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. This is Gabby, your Brand Lab student host, and I'm here today with our special guest, Neil Sharma. Neil Sharma is the co-founder and chief executive officer of DEG, a digital marketing agency that works with many national and global brands, including AMC Theaters, Nikon, and Hallmark. Neil is a graduate of American University and has received his MBA from the University of Kansas. Additionally, he has been recognized as a Central Midwest finalist for the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Neil, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, fearless question one. Neil, when was the first time you became aware of your own race?
You know, to be frank, Gabby, I think I have always been aware that I was different. But I think from the earliest I can think of, being aware of it was probably around the age of 6 or 7 when my family moved to a tiny one-stoplight town in western Kansas. My sister and I were the only ones who didn't eat meat at the time. So every day in the lunch line, I think I recognized I was different, and the lunch ladies made sure to point out that they had made a special meal just for me. I would fast forward also to an experience I had when I was in college. I went to college in Washington, D.C., and a group of friends and I wanted to go see a hip-hop concert. And we walk into the concert hall, and other than, you know, me and my three friends, we were the only non-African-Americans in the concert hall. And I remember my friends being, who were Caucasian, being very uncomfortable. So I remember being acutely aware of race as an issue for people and how they navigate the world in that experience.
It's amazing. Fearless question two. When was the first time you felt included or excluded?
So I think I've often felt included, but it's not to say that I haven't been troubled by the fact that I'm often different from others or felt excluded. On the excluded side, I think there's just maybe a couple cases that come to mind, and one is back in that small town I mentioned where my parents were very flexible with me attending church. There were only, there were 16 churches in the tiny town, and I would attend church every Sunday with one of my friends, and it was very clear to me that because my parents were raising me Hindu, that that I was different and excluded from, kind of the kind of Christian tradition, even though I believed very much in the lessons being taught there. And so I often felt excluded. I even was really troubled by the idea that, maybe it meant when I was a kid, maybe it meant I wasn't going to go to heaven, and maybe it meant I was, damned, throughout eternity because of how I was brought up by my family, and I felt very kind of on the outside. Another experience comes down to when I was a freshman in high school. I was walking home from school, not in a small town now in a suburban town, and these kids came up to me and started hassling me, and they were throwing pennies at me and yelling slurs for Jewish folks at me, and I was so confused because I'm not Jewish, and I was, clearly being treated differently. That was a very troubling experience for me on many levels, not only because it affected me personally, but because I could try to understand what it meant to my Jewish friends and how they were treated or might have been treated as well.
Well, thank you. And finally, fearless question three, how have you seen diversity impact your creative process?
I've gotten to know people of so many different kinds of backgrounds, and I think that has helped me tremendously because it has helped me hone my empathy. And I think the core of leadership is empathy. The core of creativity is empathy. It's very hard to communicate to somebody if you can't at least put yourself in their shoes for a little bit.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Neil, for taking the time to answer the Brand Lab's three fearless questions today.
Thanks, Gabby. I appreciate it.
This has been the Brand Lab's Three Fearless Questions, produced by students of the Brand Lab who participate in classes and internships aimed at changing the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. To continue this conversation, use the hashtag 3FQ and learn more at thebrandlab.org/fearless.